Blog Talk Radio.
Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence.
I sense your presence.
And I am the light within your soul. In the essence of truth and right, love makes the circle whole. And here we stand in line, waiting for some sacred sign. But to find the balance is the purpose of this time. To restore the balance of the universal mind. And in the presence of my Lord of light and love, everything I see aspiring to be free. When I call to thee and come on bended knee, surrender to the all-pervading light and love. Reflections of the one surrounding me with love. And I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence within and without, above and below, yeah. East, west, north and south, I sense your presence. Without and within, below and above, yeah, yeah. East, west, north and south, I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Presence of my Lord of light and love, everything I find in tune with the divine. And here we stand in line, waiting for some sacred sign. But to find the balance is the purpose of this time. Restore the balance of the universal mind. And I am the light within your soul. In the essence of truth and right, love makes a circle whole. And when I call to thee and come on bending knee, surrender to the all-pervading light and love. Reflections of the one surrounding me with love. For to find the balance is the purpose of this time. To restore the balance of the universal mind. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shabbat Shalom, Holy Angel of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. I sense your presence.
Thank you for joining me here tonight on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. My name is Jessie Ann Nichols-George, and I am your hostess. The music you were listening to there at the beginning of the show is called I Sense Your Presence. It's by Shemshai, great little group that I met in Arizona around the Sedona area, actually, when I was living in the Phoenix area, but used to go up to Sedona regularly to visit friends and connected with them up there. And now, of course, they're just traveling around the world, living their dream and having an amazing life. And I want to extend a welcome to those that have joined us before and certainly also all of our new listeners. I'm very happy to say that some of you heard me mention last week that we are running now also through TalkStream Live. And in addition to that, we are now also running through StreamFinder and ParaEncounters Network. So we are rapidly expanding as the year comes to a close and shifts into the new year. So I want to welcome everybody, whether you're listening here through Blog Talk or through any of the other channels and streams, live streaming that is going on for you. And certainly encourage you to share the show with friends and family and anybody that you think might find it useful. Now, here at Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, I look at different ways that compassion exists in our lives, how to remove our blocks, resistances, frustrations, and more. Some weeks I'm discussing different aspects of how compassion is in our life and how it affects our life and the different areas of compassion. And then some weeks I'm doing more exercises and practical implementations. Matter of fact, tonight we're going to be doing a little preparation for 2014, a kind of visualization empowerment thing that I'm going to bring on for you a little bit later tonight. And some weeks I'm doing, you know, just I've got a lot of guests on the show, and matter of fact, that's certainly been the case this year. I've had an amazing lineup of guests, and I'm already lining up a pretty incredible set of guests for 2014 as well. And that gives you a chance to see about other people's work and how other things complement and work with compassion. I also highlight different musical artists along the way, and this year, of course, we've seen Jill Mattson on the show. We've seen Grammy nominees Stephen Halpern and Peter Kater on the show. You know, we've just really been blessed with some great musical artists along the way as well. And certainly you can catch any of those on the archives, which if you go to my website, jessieannnicholsgeorge1.com, you'll see a tab there for Main Street Universe. My name is on that tab there. And just go ahead and click on my name there, and that's going to get you right into my show page for the show, and that is going to have all the archive shows on it. So you can go back and catch any of those that you want, and I certainly encourage doing that along the way, because like I said, we've had some pretty incredible people along the way this year. And what I do in my own work is I focus on helping people find and use compassion in their everyday lives. I've created the Genesis Clearing Statement, which some of you have experienced on previous shows. And if you've missed that, actually, Kevin Baird, one of our other hosts, did a really great interview right before I started my show on that work, and you can catch that in the archives as well. And I've authored 4 books. The most recent 2 are You, Me, Life Dreams, and also its companion workbook. And then the first 2 books that I put out there were Activating Compassion and its companion workbook. So in addition to that, I've created the Compassion Tour, which is a multi-state nationwide tour, including workshops, retreats, seminars, book signings, and fundraising events. And I'm already working on putting together some venues for 2014, and I'm going to share a little bit with you about that as well. So that's going to be a little exciting. You're going to see the direction I'm going to be taking things for 2014, a little new approach, a little different approach to what I've done in the past. And you can also follow all the events available to register for on the Compassion Tour at www.jessieannnicholsgeorge.eventbrite.com. And there's also an option there for gifting the tour. So I know that sometimes people, they can't make it out to events, but they want to help support me get out to some of the fundraisers and different events that are going on, and you can simply just click on that option and gift any amount that you choose to do so. Now, just a reminder, again, if you enjoy the show tonight, make certain that you tell your friends, family, significant others, you know, all those great Facebook connections and social media buddies out there that you've got, and they can always listen to it again in the archives. And again, they'll just use the same link to get into the show that you did. And if you're listening on one of our live streaming corresponding networks, then they can go to my webpage at jessieannnicholsgeorge1.com and look for my name under the Main Street Universe tab, or they can go to facebook.com/activatingcompassion/notes. And I have all the archive shows there as well. Now, before we get started, those that have listened to the show before, you know that what I like to do is I like to delve into a little book called The 72 Names of God, Technology for the Soul. And it's by Yehuda Berg, and I love Yehuda's work because he puts everything in this great everyday language. You know, he takes these big concepts and he puts them into language that applies in our everyday life. And that's what I do with a lot of my work as well. And he's actually an ordained rabbi and is internationally renowned as a leading authority on Kabbalah. So, you know, this is a key area for him and certainly something that I found very, very useful. So what I'm going to do is just open up and see what our message is for tonight. And this message also is posted on my page on my website as well, so you all will always have it to go back and look at during the week and see. Okay, and the message that I've got tonight from Yehuda is, the common name here is diamond in the rough. And I think this is so applicable for the shifting of the seasons and the turning of the year. And I think this is going to be a great thing to keep in mind because I know a lot of people have been under pressure and they've been feel a little worn down maybe after this year, and they're ready for some shifts and changes. Now, the thought he gives with this is, diamonds are the crystalline form of carbon. Pressure over millions of years transforms a chunk of coal into a precious jewel. In the same way, all of life's problems can be transformed into sparkling opportunities. With this name, it doesn't have to take millions of years. And the insight he gives on this is, the moment we shift our consciousness and recognize the spiritual value concealed within our hardships, a sparkling new diamond is formed. What more, the bigger our obstacles, the more sparkling the diamond we create. Kabbalah teaches that this name is the secret spiritual tool used by Moses to bring manna from heaven when the Israelites were starving in the desert. Manna could have any taste a person could wish for. With this sacred name of God, we gain the power to change darkness into light and burdens into blessings. We have the ability to transform all our circumstances into sources of joy and fulfillment. A word of caution. Our own consciousness directly influences our reality. Namely, if our headspace is negative, if we are self-absorbed or feeling victimized by a problem, a chunk of coal remains a chunk of coal. What's more, the diamonds we already possess will inevitably slip through our fingers, lost until we raise our consciousness. This is very interesting because I love that he's used the metaphor of the diamond in the rough, because so many times we do have to go through all this weathering and have patience while these shifts and these changes and these transformations are happening. But when we bear through them and when we stay positive and we realize that this diamond is emerging from within us, then we really get to see that sparkling light. We really get to radiate and shine and let that come out and be something beautiful for people to see. So this is amazing, a beautiful parallel. And again, I think a lot of people this year have felt some challenges and they've felt some rough times and they feel like they've gone through some real weathering processes. But the key is to remember that you have a diamond that's ready to shine through within you. Now, the meditation that Yehuda gives is, here you accomplish nothing less than the complete transformation of negative situations into positive opportunities and blessings. Manna rains down upon you. Life begins to taste like anything your soul desires or imagines. It's a really beautiful meditation. And again, the common name here is Diamond in the Rough, and the spiritual name is Resh Hayayin. Resh Hayayin. And again, all of that will be posted on my page under the Main Street Universe tab on my website, and you can go back and reflect on it anytime throughout the week. Now, moving on, I want to give us a little thought here to think about before we head into a break. And this just kind of gets us going on tonight's topic, which is all about reflections. Does the end of the year find you reflecting on what has happened during the year? Have you taken the time to pause and think about everything that has happened in 1 year's time? What changes and shifts have you made during 2013? Many people seem to be omitting this very important part of the soul process in human experience, which is to pause to see what has been done in a given season or period of time. This process, however, for me, is quite important. It helps us to bring a sense of completion of cycles, opens our energy up for the next phase of things. Cycles are important, as they help to balance us and allow us to be in the flow of all that is. When we bring completion, especially through a conscious pause, we can enhance our experiences and connect with the divine presence of what we have experienced. A lack of this process can lead people to a variety of emotions, including depression, hopelessness, exhaustion, overwhelm, and many others. When people do take the time to observe this process, we bring forth an aspect of being real with ourselves. We create openings within our hearts and deep realms within the soul. Most people will feel that they didn't accomplish as much as they wanted, and at the same time will be surprised at how much they have done. If you are like most, you may have felt as if this year just flew by. By pausing to reflect on cycles and allowing the sense of completion, which actually increases our sense of having more time. As a result, this allows us to relax and reduces our stress levels and sense of being burdened. Of course, it is natural to do this with the close of the Gregorian calendar. However, most belief systems and cultures have this as well at this time of year. Christmas, Yule, winter solstice, Hanukkah, Festival of the Sun, Slavic Halloween, Saturnalia, Celebration of Returning of the Light, the Wild Hunt, and many others. This is a time to honor peace, silence, faith, and hope. It is a time to embrace the stillness and to delve into deep introspection, a sort of way to reflect on how life is for you, and to decide what changes to make. It is a time of preparing to rebirth yourself in a human cycle, much like the soul does preparation to rebirth into another reincarnation. I think it is important in this process to not judge ourselves or feel that we have fallen short, but to simply look at how things are and decide if there is anything we are willing to let go of and what shifts we want to make. There are no true destinations, only journeys. This is a sort of internal house cleaning and inventory of where we are at presently, then an awareness of what we would like to create for ourselves in the next year. Nothing has to be done, but being aware of where and how you would like to focus your attention is great to do. Kind of like deciding where you would like to take a trip to. No place is truly better than another. You don't have to go anywhere. It is all about what you think you might enjoy. And we can rearrange our journey at any point that we would like. What was your journey during the last year? What journey would you like to take in 2014? Are you giving yourself permission to change course at any time you want along the way? This week, we're focusing on a component of compassion that is related to the aspect in my books of creating a new world. It reminds us that we always have the power of divine within us to create a life and world that we love to live in. It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz when Dorothy is reminded that she had the power to go home all alone. We have the ability to make shifts and changes in our lives at any time. We just need to give ourselves permission to make them. I'm going to take a short break, and when we return, I will be taking us on a journey of all that we have experienced on this show throughout this year. We're going to be listening to music of artists, looking at the insights we've received over the year, and we're going to be doing an empowerment for 2014. The song I have for you during our break comes from Claire Hedin, which was a guest of mine actually 1 year ago. She was the last show of 2012, in case you'd like to catch that show in the archive where we featured her music. The song is called Wells Cathedral, and you can check out more of her work at www.clairehedin.com. That is part of the show description, and that is clairehedin.com. We'll be back shortly.
Thank you.
And welcome back. You are listening to Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, and my name is Jessie Ann Nichols-George. I am your hostess this evening. You were just listening to a song called Wells Cathedral by Claire Hedin, and as we've learned along the way during the year, those deeper tunes are so great for grounding us out, and the shifting and the sliding in the voice patterns actually open us up and clear out our chakras and bring us into a focus, which I think is always a blessing when we're completing things and getting ready to move forward in things. And again, I would like to welcome all of our listeners, not only here on Blog Talk Radio, but also at Parencounter Network, StreamFinder, and TalkStream Live, which are all broadcasting the show live for us. So we are growing here, and that's a great way to be headed into the new year. And we're taking a little bit different approach tonight. We've had guests on all year long, basically, and I'm running this show tonight. It's me. You've got me, my full attention tonight. And we're going to take a little walk and a little journey and, you know, take a look at what we've been through here in 2013. And we're going to be sharing some of the music from our guests that came on during the year. And I've got a great little visualization empowerment that we'll be doing later in the show as well. So lots to stay tuned to and to look forward to. And that's going to help us embrace our upcoming year and activate that light within us even further so that we can connect with our true and compassionate nature. Now, as we started 2013, our year began with Dina Bouvet, who shared with us her Dream to Destiny program. And when we looked at our work with Dina, she helped us learn steps on how to create our own destiny, embracing the true gift of manifesting a life that we truly love. She shared with us the 7 steps of her program, including how to create your own dream board. And she talked about the positive affirmations. She talked about how to get your mindset in the right place and how to shift your life so that you could become a powerful manifester. And any of these shows, again, that you want to view, they are all available in the archives. And I'm also, by the way, gradually bringing them up in YouTube format as well. So you'll have multiple options for going back and reviewing any of these if you happen to miss the shows or you find something that you missed that sounds very interesting to you. And then we moved on to Sharon Lynn Wyeth, who taught us about namology. And she opened our eyes to how our names can shape and influence who we are. She shared with us insights on the energy that is within a name and why it is important to honor calling someone who they are instead of shortening their name. She talked about these dynamics that, you know, when we shorten names, we actually reduce our energy. We actually reduce our spiritual vibration in that process. She also talked about some of the aspects of where she works with names to actually present and tune in to the actual energy itself of the name. And as we moved on in the year and we proceeded on, we had Gail Kushner on. She shared with us an understanding about psychics. She opened our eyes to their views, their thoughts, and what to look for when you are seeking to find insights from someone doing this type of work. She shared with us her journey on learning about all types of psychic energy. And this was very interesting as we looked at this path with Gail, because she really started on her path not really knowing anything, just kind of having an interest. And that interest grew and it developed and it made her want to know, how do psychics see the things that they see and what are their viewpoints and what is it like to work with people on that psychic level, and are there things that people should know about selecting the psychic or being psychic, and how do they deal with their gifts? So some really wonderful, insightful information there. And then we started to move into February, and we welcomed Penny Cohen, who opened our eyes to how to deal with relationships in our lives. She taught us about how to create valuable relationships and how to honor ourselves in the process of being with another. And Penny also comes from a very strong Kabbalistic background, and really has this beautiful open perception, and she opened her heart and her life story to us and shared the different things and helped us also to realize that in relationships that there doesn't always have to be something wrong, or we don't always have to wait until something is wrong. You know, sometimes we've journeyed as far as we can go with somebody and then we have to let it go, or you know, sometimes we just grow into two different people. But then she also had some great techniques about how do you keep it going? You know, what does it take to really build up a fantastic relationship? And then we spiced things up a little bit. We brought in Rob and Janelle Alex, who opened our eyes to the value of how to spice up that relationship, how to be in love with someone 24/7. And, you know, they have their own program, Sexy Challenges, which they brought in and they shared. And this is about how do you stay in love with somebody? Not just that love. We know the love grows and expands and it shifts and it changes. But they taught us about how to actually remain in love. And that was a powerful tool. And they provided wonderful insights about how to keep the spark alive with your partner year after year after year. And they opened our eyes to the aspects of tantric energy and some of those practices. And then we started to move on in our year, and we had Paul Byron, who shared his wisdom in plants and herbalism, and how to set up the energy between plants and what we should pay attention to when working with them, because there's definitely an aspect of certain plants don't work well together. They don't play nicely, so to say. And you have to be careful what you're planting together in your yard. And he shared with us his wisdom and his connection to the Lothlorien traditions, which is a kind of a magical, nature-based study area. Stacy Hall then came in and opened us to the importance of creating chi in our lives. And our focus on chi to be taught us how to generate, develop, and use chi to open up the flow of divine energy so that we could open ourselves to blessings and abundance. Laura Bedford shared with us how to release fears and how to find peace within us. She led us through an exercise to find peace within. Even when things are chaotic, even when they get a little nutty out there in the world. And then we had Dr. Robert Newton, and he gave us a very enlightening education on working with the theta brainwaves to generate great healing on all aspects of ourselves. And he shared the wisdom on how to bring divinity into everyday life, providing us also with chance to open into these brainwave patterns. And I have that for us, actually, his new Gayatri chant. And this chant is one that he created to help us tune into those theta brainwaves, which we learned with him as a very powerful space of healing, a very powerful space of helping the body and the spirit realign with itself. And I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of that now so that we can go ahead and enjoy and take this time to reflect on getting in tune with those theta brainwaves.
Om Bhurbhuvasuvaha Tat Savitur Yeah.
That was the new Gayatri that was brought to us by Dr. Robert Newton. And really great opportunity to, again, just tune in with that aspect of the prayer, of the meditation, of bringing in the theta waves. And again, as we know, the theta brain wave is a huge restoration factor. And it's some of these things that even though, you know, it's not about always having a so-called perfect pitch or, you know, having the most beautiful voice all the time. It's about the chanting. It's about the vibration that comes out of it. And that was one of the things that he taught us is in going through this and in listening to these things, that it actually does elevate us. And that restoration factor of the theta brainwaves that opens us up truly to connect with our spiritual self and our spiritual side of life. After Dr. Robert Newton came, we had Dr. Margaret Rogers Van Koops, and she opened our eyes to soul codes. And that was a discussion for her that she shared with us about how rejection plays a role in our lives and the choices that we make. And she shared a wealth of information and how we carry codes within us that influence things that happen in our lives. And this is a powerful thing, how we're coded, how we carry these different traumas through in our lives, how we bring them through different aspects. And then that brings out different roles that we take on throughout our lives. And that can be coded into us from past lives, as she reminded us. We then moved on and had Thomas Christian Wolfe, who shared his vision and his pioneering work with the Messengers event, a multi-sensory art show that engages the participant in bigger-than-life murals, music, and more. This is certain to be a direction that we will move towards, experiencing things through multiple senses on an epic level. And this is an interesting thing because he's kind of pioneering in this area of art and bringing in multi-sensory things. And this is definitely a direction that I see things going as well, that we will go back to looking to experience things as opposed to just the studying and the learning, but getting that personal experience, getting that personal sensation that engages the multi-senses. Because one thing that we have learned is that the more senses that we can engage when we're learning something, doing something, or trying to connect with our spiritual path, processes, or self, that the stronger that energy is going to be, the stronger our experience is going to be. It's kind of like if somebody took away all but one of your senses, you would have a very limited perception in what that experience was about. But when you're allowed to experience it through all of your senses, then you can take it in fully, and your mind, your memory brings it into play more. You can remember it easier. You have something stronger to draw onto. So this is definitely a direction I see that we're headed. Tina Irwin came on, and she expanded our understanding in karma, how it works, how it shows in our lives, how it influences what is happening presently to us. Marla Gates brought awareness to the things that we use all around our household. She opened our eyes to how dangerous cleaning products can be and offered organic options. And then we had Stephen Halpern, and he blessed us with his wisdom of brainwave patterns, how music is set to create different brainwave patterns as we listen to it. He helped us understand the impact that music can have on our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. And I'm going to play a song that we listened to during that show. It's called Dreamweaver, and it's from his CD called Transitions. Those of you that are just tuning in with you, that was Dreamweaver by Stephen Halpern. Comes from his Transition CD. And what we're doing here tonight on Activating Compassion is a little recap, a reflection of what we've been through, the journey that we've taken this year on this show. And Stephen Halpern was an incredible guest to have on, talking about brainwave patterns and his music, and sharing with us really the man behind the music, which was really a true gift. And you can certainly catch that show again in the archives, as well as any of our shows. And I've also, by the way, put up a page on my website that has, for example, all the books and things like that from the guest that you can access directly from my website now, so and CDs and things like that as well. And it's been a truly blessed year. And again, I want to welcome all of those that are streaming live through TalkStream Live, StreamFinder, and Para Encounter Network. It's great to have you with us and listening into our show as well. So beautiful music by Stephen Halpern. He was such a gift to have on the show. And as we moved on through the year, we had Dr. Neil Cobran sharing with us about how to embrace the gift of life. He opened our minds to the aspects of mindfulness and how to connect fully with ourselves and divine presence through being mindful. Danielle Huff helped us to learn how we can use our intuitive mind for healing, and she helped us to understand how important our nervous system is to both our intuitive processes and to keeping ourselves healthy. Richard Harvey helped us to look at our essential self by blending his concepts of therapy and spirituality. He helped us to understand how to release emotional restrictive behavior patterns and to create positive opportunities for growth. Francois Netter showed us how that movement was important and how it can open up our centers of creativity, love, and release our blocks and frustrations. She discussed how psychological shifts happen through movement and dance. And I believe that this is such an important part, and it's a direction that I'm also headed with some of my work this year and upcoming 2014, and that is about being more interactive and more active, because through that activity, we really open our learning. We really, again, we're taking in through multiple senses and experiences, and it brings the understanding in to a much deeper, fuller level through that movement. Suzanne Robbins shared her concepts on creating a successful relationship that is lasting and our need to identify how the masculine and feminine energies work together. Jill Mattson, now we were actually had Jill Mattson on twice during the year, and the first time Jill came on, she opened our eyes to how ancient civilizations, plant vibrations, and other hidden knowledge is coded in tones and music. And this was a very interesting process because she actually taught us how through music patterns we could awaken and connect with different ancient civilizations or connect, for example, with a certain type of plant. And that is what she's focused her music on, is helping us reconnect with these different vibrations in order to create whatever it is, healing, understanding, openings, things like that. And I've got a little piece from her, and I'm not going to do the whole song on this because it's a really long song, but I'm definitely going to play part of this song for you, and it's by Jill Mattson. It's called My Soul. Thank you. That song was My Soul by Jill Mattson, another one of our musical guests that Laura was on during the year. And again, her music is coded into ancient civilizations and different cultures and things like that along the way with that particular show is what we delved into. And as we moved on, we had Sarah Troy come on, and she shared with us an awareness about our colors and how to create balance in our lives and success by surrounding ourselves with others that have perhaps different color vibrations and create whole energy for us. And a very interesting program that she has there with that that's ever developing and growing and actually has grown and evolved even since we've done that show with her. Then we were followed up as we started to move into some of the summer season with Paul Tukey, who, you know, some of you might remember that name. He was on HGTV with his own lawn care show, and he opened us up to understand how to take care of lawns and landscaping with organic care. He talked with us about the importance of creating safe lawns and the care that we need to provide safe areas for children to play in, as well as caring for the environment and the life energy of plants. And so it wasn't just about, hey, take care of your yard sort of thing. It was about this is a whole, you know, system that we have going on ecologically. And he shared with us his story of how he started off with this little lawn care business in college and eventually developed some allergies, which he realized were from the chemicals of the products that he was using, and then evolved into the organic care and is now working on some absolutely amazing, fantastic products. And like I said, he evolved into his own show and written books and many other things along the way too. So that was a real blessing to have him on the show. And then we moved into Adam Hall, who shared with his work in undevelopment and the importance of our inner and outer ecology. We learned how he went from circles that most people despise, very wealthy, very rich development circles, to preserving spaces and creating a way to allow future generations to get to see and experience nature and life forms that reside in natural spaces. And so he's doing that undevelopment process to preserve our land now, and purchasing large areas that can sustain wildlife and take care of itself. Very interesting show and work there. Then we went to Dr. Dorothy Nettemeyer, who shared with us her insights on reincarnation cycles, particularly those that choose war cycles, and as that related to some of the PTSD that we deal with in society. But, you know, we learned why people reincarnate into patterns and cycles, and we do find that there are patterns and cycles for reincarnation aspects. Shelley Beach and Wanda Sanchez helped us to understand the aspects of PTSD and how to deal with other traumas that happen in our lives as well. They gave us insight into how to clear these challenges and what is needed to make breakthroughs. We then moved on to Dr. Linda Berry, who shared us her techniques for turning stress into power and providing a wonderful visualization she did on that. She opened us to a new way of perceiving and understanding how stress works in our lives and how to handle it when it shows up. Regini Michaels provided us insight into the aspects of polarities and how to work with them. She discussed how we can reduce conflict in our life by working with the polarities. And then Stephen Kuwako shared with us insights on neurolinguistic programming, DNA, and neural pathways. He opened our eyes to being a reconnective intuitive and how that work helps us in understanding and embracing our path. And then we moved on to multi-Grammy nominee Peter Kater, who I understand I recently just saw a message. He is now a 9-time Grammy nominee, very, very big out there. And he gave us some insight into how his music came to be and how he connected with people for his collaborations. And I've got a song from him that I'm going to go ahead and play tonight. And the song that I have from him is called What Lies Within, and it is from his In a Dream CD. That is, if I can get it to play here. There we go. For those of you that are just tuning in with us, that was What Lies Within. It's from the In a Dream CD by Peter Cater, one of the guests that we had on earlier this year. And we're doing a show on reflections here, going back through the journey we've taken this year, featuring the music of some of our musical guests along the way, and we're also going to be doing an empowerment for 2014, tuning into that, just doing a little look at preparing ourselves for that. So that is still coming up in the show. After Peter Cater was on the show, we moved into the work of Leslie Davenport, who gave us insight on how to do self-guided visualization and took us through a visualization process showing how we want to leave as much openness as possible for the mind to connect with its own insights instead of creating something based on what someone says. Then we moved into the work of Reverend Linda DeCoff, providing insights on how to connect with our Christ consciousness and how to elevate into our higher God self. Then Bill Sweet opened our eyes about how to work with prayer and that prayer can work both for us and against us. He discussed how to use prayer in a way that allows us to benefit from prayer. Very interesting topics there. Then we had Frederick Weideman, who offered his knowledge and experience to help us see how we can connect with ourselves and shift our energy into a positive space within 1 minute, fully clearing our energy field, kind of known as a heart flash or flash promise, is what was related to his work. Dr. Glenn Hepker shared with us his thoughts about true health and living in consciousness through the Bright Beautiful School of Thought Principles. Then we went to the work of Keith Gregory, and what a great show that was. He opened us to the concept of heart tantra and the sacred masculine and the importance for both men and women to open to the sweetness of the heart energy and how it is truly the bridge of heaven and earth. Ba'ora of the Sun introduced us to the aspects of hair healing, helping us to understand how our hair can affect our intuition and its links with our nervous system. She shared with us an energetic healing technique for hair known as the pyramid cut. Then we had Curtis Williams, who brought his insights to us on dreams, interpreting them as well as the other work he does, including astrology, Reiki, ecstatic body work, and I guess I have astrology twice in there. But we did a lot of focus on dreams. And so that was a very interesting show to get his perceptions and insights on that. Then we started to move into the fall time with Halloween coming up. And we had Joshua Shapiro, who came on and gave us incredible insights on the crystal skulls. And that also, with him, he talked about the roles of the crystal skulls, some of the history behind them, and what working with a crystal skull is all about. So very interesting. He just does a wealth of information on those. And then we welcomed back Tina Irwin, who returned with us with her work on ghost stories from the ghost point of view. And she helped us to understand what happens when someone leaves their earthly body and the importance of helping souls to cross through the fourth dimension so that they can achieve true peacefulness. And certainly opened up her work with the crossing over prayer on that as well. So some very insightful work there, different point of view to look at. And then we had Maria Hoagland, who shared with us her work and how to work with those that are aging and preparing for passing through this life. She discussed how to be there for others and the importance of knowing peace in the process of passing over. Wendy Gormley-Kester then joined us, and she opened our eyes to a look with essential oils, how to identify good quality oils, the processes that are involved in creating oil blends and the certification process of doing aromatherapy. Her insights helped us realize that there is so much more to aromatherapy than just putting a couple of oils together out there. And, you know, I knew that Wendy was incredibly knowledgeable about her field, but I think we were just tapping the surface in her knowledge in that show. So it was very interesting. And then we were blessed with having Paramahansa Jagadish Das, and he shared shared with us his work on divine love transmissions that he does, and that was a process that he learned to help people release what they no longer need, creating healing and feeling the connection to divine presence and love as it radiates through them. And he did a wonderful exercise on that show, and I do encourage going back and listening to that as well, where he really helped our listeners go ahead and make a release during the course of the show. And then we welcomed back Jill Matson, who returned with us to share with us the use of sounds in our life, and she discussed ways and how we can use sound in our voice and our vocals to ground our energy and clear out our chakras with just simple sounds and sound practices. And she taught us how to tune into our soul voice as well and to step into that and to speak from our soul voice, which was a very powerful exercise. And then we also had Kate Ellis, who came on, and she helped us to realize that words have the ability to empower us and introduced us to word empowerment puzzles, which she creates. And she taught us how words can be used to create everything from peace to prosperity to love to health in our lives. We moved on then to Jack Elias, who awakened us with true magic and how to connect with and find our true self. He taught us about how to work with and stimulate our creative power. Peter Fenner then joined us and helped us to learn to connect with our radiant mind. He helped us to realize how perfect each moment it is and how there is no place that we have to be, nothing that we have to do, no one that we have to be. He shared with us the art of being still and seeing the perfection in everything that we experience through any and all of our senses, realizing that in this moment, it is perfect. In this moment, life is perfect when we really focus on it. And boy, did he really give us some great tips on how to fully grasp that concept and to get into it. And then finally, we welcomed Michael Williams, who was on our show last week. And he expanded our mind to understand what happens when we leave our physical body and what it is like between incarnations. He also shared with us his techniques based on hypnosis for discovering not only past lives, but our soul's purpose and focus in incarnations by connecting with our lives between lives. And not only does Michael do this hypnosis work and this life between life work, and he's opening to some of his own new techniques in this area, but he's also a musician on top of that. And, you know, a lot of things we hear, this calming music, as we've heard earlier, and I actually picked probably a more calming aspect of his music, but he uses rock overtones to get his spiritual message out in his music. And we're going to go ahead and listen to a song by Michael, who... the name of that song is called Beautiful Soul, and then when we come back from that, we're going to be looking at doing an empowerment for 2014. We'll be back. Drifting away. We're just listening to Beautiful Soul by Michael Williams, who was our guest actually last week on the show. And you can see that we've taken quite a journey here on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour during this past year. And I'm certainly looking forward to bringing many more wonderful guests for you to explore and expand with in 2014. You know, just to give you a sample, we're going to be starting off the year with Sherita Starr, who deals in lexigrams, which is working with names and words, and you kind of rearrange all the letters and the words, and you come up with phrases and things like that. And she's going to be sharing her work in that, as well as giving us some insight into what we can expect in 2014, and giving us a little bit of a forecast for the upcoming year. We have some very interesting guests that will be coming on. We'll be, of course, dealing with things from, you know, the physical body and nutrition and various things like that. But we're also going to have people coming on that will be dealing in feng shui in the upcoming year. I've got somebody who is going to be sharing their work in Isis love healing. I've got people just doing all different kinds of work from mind-body issue connection in their work, how to create lasting healing results. I've got people who deal with various remedies for when we're dealing like with allergy seasons or different ailments physically in our body from holistic methods. I've got different aspects of people who deal in creating Egyptian oils and working with Egyptian energy. So that's just to kind of give you a little sampling. And I also have some amazing musical guests who I'm not going to share yet because I'm still lining some of those up. But I can assure you they are some equally as big names as I've had on in 2013. So very excited to bring those forward as well, some more wonderful, wonderful work there. And to share with you a little direction in my own work of what I am looking at taking in 2014, and then we'll move on to the empowerment that we're going to be doing here. And in my own work, I'm shifting a little bit as well from going to a kind of lecture sharing style of information to doing more of the satsang style of interactive workshops. So as opposed to going in and listening to me speak, we will be doing a lot more interactive processes, a lot more open Q&A sessions going on. I'm going to be doing more things that will be flowing with the seasons and the times of the year. I'm going to be doing more activity-based programs this year because I feel that nature is such a powerful teacher, and there will be programs, and it won't matter what your activity level is, but for those that want to be more adventurous, there can certainly be more adventurous hikes that we can do or adventurous experiences that we can get into. And I find those to just be, like I said, incredibly powerful teachers. And so this activity-based and then bringing the lessons, the openings, the insights, sharing of global healing energy. So it's going to take a little different approach and focus in the upcoming year in my work as far as what I'll be offering. And you'll be able to follow those events in two places on my website, JessieAnnNicholsGeorge1.com, as well as on my site for events, which is JessieAnnNicholsGeorge.eventbrite.com. And those links should be at the bottom of the show description for you as well. So lots of shifts and changes coming up, and I'm very excited about this because one of the things I know is that our souls need seasons. They need shifts. They need to embrace these closures so that we can more fully receive the openings. And when we bring closures and when we acknowledge the ending of cycles, then we're ready to fully receive. When we do these clearings, when we do the releasing, when we do the letting go, you know, it's not that any one season is more powerful or better than the other. I mean, certainly we all have our preferences, but when we tune in and we flow and we start to do activity and get experiences that are part of the natural cycles of life and nature, we also attune ourselves to a greater vibration of being connected with divine presence. And I feel like this is something that a lot of people are letting me know their souls are craving out for. People say, you know, where's the spirit? It's kind of like the holidays are just feeling like one more day in the year. And, you know, in one sense, we want to be in spirit all the time and not, you know, have every day be enjoyable and things like that. But then in another sense, we also need to, again, embrace these closures, these ebbs, these flows. That is what helps us to feel alive, and that is what helps continue to give us the momentum to be inspired and to keep going and to keep moving forward. So I do want to go ahead and get into this exercise with you tonight. And certainly if there's anybody out there, hopefully you're not listening to this show while driving. I would think not, being that it's computer-based, but you never know out there. But please give this your full attention. If you don't have your full attention to give right now, that's okay. You can come back, listen to it in the archives when you do have your full attention on this. And what you'll want to do is you want to go ahead and get yourself comfortable. It doesn't matter whether you're sitting or whether you want to lay down for this part of things. Either way, I do encourage that you have the soles of your feet flat on the ground when you're doing this process. And when you're breathing, you can use whatever breathing technique works for you. I personally like to do an even number of breaths in to an even number of breaths out. And the reason for that is because that's what I find deeply relaxes me when I'm going through this process. So we're going to do a little bit of a preparation process for going into it, and then we'll go into a little bit of visualization, and then we'll come back out of it. So go ahead, get yourself comfortable, and just go ahead and start to focus on your breathing and let your breathing slow down. And there's no right or wrong. You're in complete control during this process. And this time is completely about you. It's your time to just embrace this cycle. And now start to let some white light energy, see it circling around your ankles, around the bottom of your feet. And now let that come on up through your feet and right up just as far as your knees. Just let your muscles relax. Your body should actually get heavier, but you're going to start to feel lighter in this process. And now let that light move all the way on up through your thighs and into your hips. And now go ahead and bring it all the way on up through your rib cage, through your stomach area, feeling that white light move on up through your body. And let it flow all the way on up through your chest region. And what we're doing is just cleansing our whole essence with divine energy in this process. And bring it all the way on up through your shoulders and your neck. And now let it come all the way on up through your shoulders and neck, but down through your arms and your hands. And now let it move all the way on up through the top of your head. Now let it move all the way on up through the top of your head, but actually go ahead and come out the top of your head and back down around you. It's almost like being a human fountain. So you're feeling this divine white light energy move up through you, all the way through your body, up out the top of your head and back down around you, embracing you. Just feel that energy moving through you and around you. Feel your energy is getting lighter as you're doing this, even though you're going into deeper relaxation. Now let yourself go ahead and drift out there into the universe. Drift out, and I want you to go and find a place that is comfortable for you, a place that you can feel relaxed and safe. But I do want you to find yourself some sort of environment that's soothing for you. Where you have some space around you, perhaps. And as you're in that space, I want you to tune into the feeling of spring, the feeling of where everything is just starting to open up and to blossom. Starting to develop, to come to life. And now let yourself move into the vibration of summer. Pleasures that summer brings, things that we can enjoy during that season, make us laugh and play like a child. Now let yourself shift into the fall season. The smells. A little bit of crispness that is coming into the air. And then shifting and moving us on into the winter season. And the joys that we do get to experience with the winter season. It's deep reflectiveness. It's quietness. Peacefulness of it. And then being able to once again start to see the opening of spring. For all things have this cycle, this turning, ever shifting, never changing. Now, find a place where you can just reflect for a moment, reflect back on this year. Think about the things that challenged you in this year, and also think about the joys that you received during this year. And when you come across the challenges, think about what you learned from those challenges. What was the gift that was hidden in that challenge? And when you think about the joys, let that entire joy move through your body, your mind, your soul, everything. And don't be hard on yourself for anything that is still unfinished. It's okay. But acknowledge yourself for the accomplishments that you did make. And now I want you to think about the gift that you would like to give yourself in the upcoming year. There's no pressure. This journey, this gift can be changed at any time. That is your choice. It's okay. You're not locked into it. But listen to your heart for a moment. And what is your heart longing for? What is your heart calling out for? What is your heart saying, ah, about? What allows it to really relax into its openness and expand? You don't have to worry about the hows or the details. I just want you to focus in on what experiences allow your heart to expand. And as you tune into these experiences, I want you to find a piece of coal and hold that piece of coal in your hand. And let the energy of your heart, what your heart is longing for, the love, the joy, the expansiveness. See that pour into that piece of coal in your hand and watch it transform into the most amazing diamond you've ever seen. See it sparkling and see it radiate as it emerges into its diamond form. See the coal fall away as it gains in clarity and radiance. And know that this is exactly how you will also shape and shift through this year. And that it's always there as long as you're honoring the expansiveness in your heart. And now while we're in that expansiveness, see yourself feeling that expansiveness grow, growing beyond, and it can come from your diamond or your heart or wherever you want it to. And see that emit a beam out into the world as you send your wish, your desire for all of humanity you send that out, expanding throughout the entire universe and seeing the universe respond to it. And pay attention to how it responds. Seeing the excitement come from the universe, seeing it excited about your wish for all of humanity. For this is the world, and we are the creator. It is within us, it is within our heart in this expansive space, and it will guide the way. And it will bring healing. And it will bring the shift that connects us with pure divine presence. And see and tune in to how incredible this feels to have your heart this open and this expansive, and realizing that this experience in this moment is so perfect. So blessed. And that even our challenges have blessed us and opened us to expand. And knowing that from this expansion, all things are possible. All things are available to us. And remember this space, just enjoy it for a moment. Embrace it. Feel it go all the way through you. The world changes into light and love and harmony as we come from this space, and know that this activation that you've sent out will make a difference, and that you can send this out at any time. It just takes a moment to be still, to be in your heart. Stand in your light and be willing to let the radiance of your own inner diamond, which is your own inner spirit and God force, shine into the world. Each and every one of you has a blessing to give this world, and the world welcomes it, and we're ready to see it. And know that you're supported by each and every one of us in bringing this blessing forward for yourself as well as others. And now take a minute to be in appreciation for this time and this space and this experience. And even though we can't always see it with our physical eyes, that every action we take from this heartfelt space makes a tremendous difference in this world. And now let yourself come back into being in tune once again with your breath and your physical body. letting your breathing gradually come back up to its regular and normal pace. And as you let your breathing come back up, feel free to go ahead and open your eyes, stretch, move. There's no rush to get up, though, and I do encourage you to take it slow. It does take time for the energy to reintegrate. It's always good to drink some pure filtered water. That will help ground you, being barefoot. If you have an excess of energy running through you, you can put your palms and your soles of your feet on the ground, and the earth will take that excess energy and use it towards something beneficial and healing, and will provide healing for the earth and the universe. Things also like baths and things like that, walking around barefoot, can also help to ground you. Doing deep tonal sounds can also help to ground you. And please do not get in and drive a vehicle after doing this, because you may be very alert on one hand in your senses. You're not necessarily consciously as alert as you should be, so for driving. So just give yourself time. Give yourself an hour or two before you go out and do something like that. These are very powerful things, and exercises like this, very exercises, exactly the types of things I bring into my online courses, by the way, and that's something that you can always check out at learnitlive.com/invite/JessieAnnNicholsGeorge, and that should be at the bottom of the show description as well. There, and this has been, I think, a powerful show. I think it's, as I mentioned before, we've had quite a journey going through 2013 with our guests that have been on, the musical transformations that have happened, being able to embrace this, looking forward to the shifts and the changes that will lead us even more fully into ourselves and open us even further in the upcoming year. And again, next week we will have with us Sherita Starr, looking at lexigrams and taking a look at what we can expect for 2014. I do have my books out and available to purchase. You can check those out on my website at JessieAnnNicholsGeorge1.com. And the newest books are designed to help you activate the perfect relationship for you, and you'll learn how to find, develop, and maintain your perfect relationship. You'll learn how to understand what your partner is thinking, feeling, needing, and how to communicate in ways to strengthen your relationship and avoid drama. And up through the end of this month, I am donating a portion of the proceeds from my books, You, Me, Life, Dreams, and also the companion workbook, To Live and Let Live Farm Rescue. You can get the details on that there at my website, and that's $2 to $5 per book that is sold that will be going to them. I'm working on putting together the next Compassion Tour as well as other events for the upcoming year in 2014. I do know I'll be doing a live taping with Bridging Heaven and Earth for their show, and that will be in the Santa Barbara, California area early March. And people are available to come in and watch the taping of that show if they would like to do so. And you can find out, again, more about all my services, connect with me, everything, listen to archive shows all through my website. Every month I put up a new video tip on there, so that's another thing that is available to you to experience there. The online courses are on there. Just so many things, and like I said, I have started a page now with books and CDs and things like that from the guest on the show here, so you can explore that work as well directly from the website. And I'm certainly always available for people to email me as well. I have a mailing list you can sign up for. I send a newsletter out once a week that you can partake in. Some great tools there. I do provide my Genesis clearing statement for anybody who signs up for my mailing list, and you actually get 3 recorded versions and 1 written version of that as well. So lots of things coming up. Every month I have a special running, and this month I've got a special on my books, Activating Compassion and its companion workbook. They're available for $4.99 each in paperback, and they're regularly $12.99. And then $1.99 each in the ebook version, and they're regularly $9.99. So you can get, again, on the homepage right there, all the links are there for you. And I've just, like I said, provided some online courses. I do some things with the moon cycles, full moon, new moon, end of moon cycle, reverie, just did something with the winter solstice. And by the way, if you've missed any of those, I did a whole series on the chakras, and I've done a whole series on compassion, a whole series on relationships in there, as well as some other courses there. There will be some more getting added throughout the year. But even if a course has already happened, you can go back and catch it as a recording, and the recordings are available without limitation. So once it's purchased either live or as a recording, you can go back and then listen to it as much as you'd like to. I also have a Quantum Energy Club, and you can discover more about that at jessiesquantumclub.eventbrite.com. There's a great video up there to learn more about it, and that's just kind of give you a little extra energy in your sphere to kind of help get you going. It's kind of like picking you up and setting you on your feet, and then you can take it from there. You know, sometimes we just have those times where we get a little overwhelmed, and we just need a little positive energy in our sphere, and that's kind of partly what the quantum energy work helps to do. And also I would like to remind you that we've got several shows here on Main Street Universe throughout the week. Sunday nights we have Darren Bouquet, who's a reader at Madame Laveau in New Orleans, doing spiritual insights. Monday nights we have Kevin Baird walking on the sidewalk with his Horizon Oracle Journeys deck, a deck that he created. And you can learn more about that deck at www.templeofgaia.com. Tuesdays we have Susan Wee sharing her work in herbs and natural plants. Wednesday night is our flagship show with Daniel, Janice, and Brett, and that's called Main Street Universe. And sometimes on Thursdays, we have Queen Mother Amaku, who looks at Egyptian culture. And, of course, Friday nights, we have Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. And I'm so looking forward to having you journey through 2014 with me as well. And I want to extend, again, a thank you to all of those that are listening through our live stream cast out there, coming in through Para-Encounters Network, StreamFinder, and TalkStream Live. And again, you know, definitely these shows are also available as recordings, so if you missed any part of it, you can come back in. My name is Jessie Ann Nichols-George. I want to thank you so much for being here tonight, and I'm looking forward to seeing you not only next week, but what will then, you know, be next year at that point as we delve more into activating compassion. And don't forget, if you've enjoyed the show this evening, share it with others. It's available at this same link in our archives immediately following the show. And they can also find the archives in 2 places on my facebook.com/activatingcompassion/notes, or also on my page of the Main Street Universe tab on my website, jessieannnicholsgeorge1.com. I'm going to leave you tonight with the song Yearning For. It's also known as Over and Over by Shemshai. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you again next week right here on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. May you enjoy the rest of your weekend, actually, and have an amazing week. Take care.
And if I could see what makes me blind, I would soar to the edge of my mind. And to touch what seems unreal, just to show you the way that I feel. And we are in time with time, one with the season of change inside. And we are in tune with the tune, caught in a balance of sun and moon. Oh, deep inside, the light within, shining to show you it's here to begin. When all I have is all I need, I will soar through the edge of eternity. And we see it eye to eye, one within love to be for the divine. And we're walking hand in hand, caught in the balance of God and learning to walk just a little bit slower. Whispering secrets, I bet you can't keep it. No turning back now, this time we reveal it. Once you are another, all will discover the essence within the most beautiful lover. Time is still turning, the love is still burning. Deep in your spirit, your heart still yearning.
Over and over, life is your lover.